Hallmark Media presents Christmas with the Sings, a Timeless Pictures production in association with Basset Hound Distribution. In the lobby of an ER, a nurse decorates a tree watched by a teenager in a wheelchair.
I didn't think the ER could ever feel so festive.
Well, just because we're in the ER on Christmas doesn't mean it can't be festive, right? Oh, and I have a gift for you.
For me?
Mm-hmm. Here you go.
Gift box. Ice skate tree decoration.
I heard you liked ice skating, so let's hope that knee heals up soon so we can get you back on the ice in no time.
Thank you so much, Asha.
Do you want to put it on the tree? Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
She pushes his wheelchair beside the tree.
All right.
Asha digs out a phone.
I'm getting a call, so I'll see you soon, okay? Put it on the tree. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Hello?
Merry Christmas, Asha.
Merry Christmas, Asha.
Merry Christmas, Mom. Merry Christmas, Dad. Oh, Dad, I heard that congratulations are in order for winning the Ashford decorating contest again this year.
Well, I think at this point, they should spare everyone the effort and just declare me the winner from the start.
That's like winning a gold medal without running the race. What's the fun in that? Well, I am really sad I won't be home this year to witness the epic display.
Oh, Maglu, it's just not going to be the same without you. You've never missed a single Christmas.
Yeah, but we understand work is important.
Yeah, well, 7 years of successfully dodging the Christmas shift, I guess my luck finally ran out.
Well, don't work too hard. It's Christmas.
She works in a hospital, Nirmala. She can't just slack off because it's Christmas.
You know what I mean, Samuel?
Yeah, well, speaking of work, I do need to get back to it. So please say hi to everybody and have an extra helping of biryani for me at Ravi's Christmas party tonight, okay?
We will. Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye, Asha. Love you, Maglu. Love you.
Love you.
Lobby. Mr. Johnson. Patients watch a basketball game.
Wow. I have never seen so much excitement in an ER before. Everyone feeling better all of a sudden? Are you ready to come with me now?
The Chicago skyline. Then, outside a stadium locker room, players emerge to a crowd of fans and reporters.
Tyler. Hey, Tyler, can I grab a quote for the Outlook?
It's okay. He's one of the good ones. What do you need, Jake?
That last shot was insane. You gotta tell me, what was going through your mind?
I was thinking about our fans, you know, spending Christmas watching the game with their loved ones, and I can't let them down. So, I asked Santa for a Christmas miracle, and the big man came through. Merry Christmas, Chicago.
My man, you're a legend. And Merry Christmas, okay? Hey, Dad. Merry Christmas.
What a game.
Oh, you watched it?
Of course. It's the only way I get to spend Christmas with my son.
Yeah, sorry I couldn't make it home this year.
Well, you're not missing much.
How are you celebrating?
I got my Kung Pao chicken, my favorite lager, and a win for your Titans.
Makes for a pretty merry Christmas.
Mom's on the other line.
Go ahead, take her call.
Merry Christmas, son.
Merry Christmas, Dad. Merry Christmas, Mom.
Merry Christmas, Jakey. I'm just finishing up here with the meal service. How's your day going?
Well, Titans won. I snagged an exclusive quote for the Outlook. And despite not being home for Christmas, it's been a pretty good day.
Oh, that's wonderful.
How's the gingerbread house competition?
Oh, please, they should just name the trophy after me.
Nice work. Oh, hold on a second. Hey, let me help.
He sees a woman struggling with an armful of gifts and goes to help. He steps down onto an icy sidewalk and slips, going down hard.
Jakey, are you okay?
Emergency room, waiting room. Jake with one arm in a sling. Asha enters.
Hello. Okay. Jake?
Here.
Jake O'Brien?
Wait. Asha Singh?
Yeah.
Wow, I mean, hi.
Hi. You should follow me.
Okay.
Okay, all right. Okay. Yeah, okay. The old man versus ice showdown.
Mm-hmm.
Spoiler alert, the ice always wins.
Well, the ice remains undefeated.
I still can't believe it. Of all the ERs in all the towns in all the world, Jake O'Brien walks into mine.
I still can't believe you remember me.
Are you kidding me? I feel like impossible to forget.
I am?
Huh?
Huh?
No,
I'm not.
I didn't. I just meant you were all things Ashford High. Captain of the baseball team. And
mm-hmm.
You're not really living up to your most athletic title right now.
Ouch! That hurt both places. Tough, tough critic. Okay. Well, for what it's worth, I do actually remember you.
You do?
I do. You're the only chemistry tutor who could have gotten me through senior year.
If I remember correctly, you're always more into Thoreau than covalent bonds.
Wow. Yes, that's exactly right. Huh. Well, thank you. In case I didn't thank you then, thank you now.
You're welcome. So, what have you been up to for the last 18 years?
Gosh, has it been that long? I got a baseball scholarship to Northwestern. I double majored in journalism and literature.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
So I take it you're working out here now?
Yes. I'm a sports writer for the Chicago Outlook.
Ah, you got both your great loves in one.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess I did. So, what about you? What are you up to these days?
I'm a nurse practitioner.
Oh, yes. of course. Wow. You know, maybe we should check to see if I hit my head, too.
I'll add that to your chart.
Great.
Okay, let's see. She slowly bends his wrist back and forth. We're gonna have to amputate this.
What? Oh, gosh.
It's not that bad. Look, your mobility is great. I'm guessing it's just a sprain, but we can order an x-ray just to be sure.
Thank you.
They gaze at one another. They both notice the heart rate monitor increasing.
Oh.
Well, it was so great to see you again.
Yes.
And the doctor will be in shortly.
Great. Can't wait.
Okay.
Oh, wait.
Yeah?
Do you want to get a drink with me? We can catch up properly. There's a bar across the
street. I'm off at 8.
Later, in a restaurant, Asha and Jake sit at a table.
Okay, tell me, what is it about nursing that made you want to make a career out of it?
I get to actually connect with the patients, you know, on a deeper level. Being there for them emotionally, physically, whatever it takes to make their day a little brighter is really nice.
Not everyone gets to say they can make a difference in the world doing what they love.
Well, thank you. But nursing wasn't always the plan.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I was on the pre-med track. But then I realized I'm chasing my dad's dream, not my dream, you know.
But he must have come around eventually, right?
Oh, no, not at first. He still made me take the MCATs and apply to med school anyway.
Well, then how did you become a nurse practitioner?
The official story is that my MCAT scores weren't good enough to get into med school.
Oh, no way. Nope. I don't believe that for a second. Not the Asha thing I remember.
The truth is, I aced the MCATs, obviously.
Yeah?
But I told my dad I bombed it.
What? Asha? Why wouldn't you just tell him the truth?
It was the only way to get him to accept my choice. My parents sacrificed so much coming to this country to give my brother and I a better life. But I don't know. With that came this need to protect us and steer our lives for us.
And my family's the exact opposite.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. My parents threw me in the deep end of the pool when I was 5 and told me to swim. I'm not joking.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
So they took sink or swim pretty literally.
Sure did. Yep. But it turns out fear is actually a pretty good swim coach.
My dad was so protective, he wouldn't let fear pass the front door of our house.
Yeah, well, every family has its quirks. But hey, look at us. We turned out pretty good, huh?
I'm still making up my mind about you.
Oh, you are?
Mm-hmm.
Looks like I got some work to do.
Street.
How's the wrist feeling?
Better after a few of those, candy cane martinis?
Yes, and they were delicious.
Oh, they were. They did the trick.
A decorated toy store window.
Isn't Christmas just the most magical time of the year?
Does your family celebrate Christmas?
Are you kidding? If Christmas was an Olympic sport, my family would take home all the gold.
Yeah? Really?
Yeah. Well, we're Christian, so Christmas is really a big deal in my family.
Huh.
You seem surprised?
No, it's just, I thought most Indians were Hindu.
No, you're right. But my dad's family has been Christian for, gosh, generations. And my mom's side is Hindu, but she converted after they got married and fell in love with the faith. Even my Aji, my grandma on my mom's side, she fully embraced Christmas. It became one of her favorite holidays before she passed.
That's really beautiful.
What about you? Is your family, I don't know, big on Christmas?
Yeah. Growing up, Christmas was huge in our house. My mom went all out. But, my parents got a divorce. So.
I'm sorry. When did that happen?
Right after I went away to college. Yeah, they told me the first Christmas I came home. After that, Christmas just kind of, I don't know, lost its magic.
Jake, the magic of Christmas is always present. Sometimes you just, I don't know, need the right spark to bring it back to life.
Oh, yeah? Mm-hmm. Right spark, huh? Well, you know, it kind of feels like being here with you right now, maybe, is that spark.
They stop in front of a brownstone.
This is me.
One apartment is covered in lights.
Let me guess. That one is yours.
What gave it away?
Yes.
They cross the street.
Well, who would have thought being stuck working on Christmas would turn into one of the best holidays I've had in years?
I know. I didn't even bother to make a Christmas wish this year.
Well, you know, the best wishes are ones you don't even realize you made.
I should go in.
Yeah, it's late.
Thank you for tonight.
Thank you. Good night.
Good night.
Asha?
Yeah?
They kiss.
I've been wanting to do that all night.
Me too.
Hey, what are you doing tomorrow? And the next day? And every day? For the whole year?
Asha places her hands on his chest and kisses him again. A time lapse of the Chicago skyline. Then, at night, snowflakes falling. Asha and Jake hold hands as they walk down a street. The view follows alongside them, passing by a lamppost, and now the snow is gone and flowers decorate the stoops of brownstones. Asha and Jake continue on, Asha twirling and Jake giving her a flower. The view passes by a yellow taxicab, and now Asha and Jake are in the fall, leaves blowing by. Now it's Christmas again, snowflakes falling. Outside the previously seen restaurant, a Salvation Army Santa with a bell. Asha and Jake stroll up and both donate money. Caption, 1 year later. Later, a dessert arrives at their table.
Oh, thank you.
The peppermint candy cane tart from the night we reconnected.
Mm-hmm. The very one. I remember how much you loved it.
It was definitely the best part of that night.
Mm-hmm. Mm. The best part?
Don't worry. You were a close second.
All good.
So, if you had to pick, what would be your favorite moment from this last year?
Wow. Okay. And this one might surprise you, but remember that road trip we took up north? It was spontaneous. We didn't have a destination planned. We just drove and drove and drove until we lost GPS.
And we ended up at that tiny little bed and breakfast with the world's worst coffee.
The worst.
But the most amazing view.
That's what I love about you. You can find the joy in anything. Happy. Almost 1 year anniversary.
I cannot wait to see what the future holds for us. Happy almost anniversary.
They clink glasses and sip. Jake takes a deep breath. A server drops off a small box. Asha clasps her hands over her mouth as Jake gets down on one knee.
Asha Singh, you are the single most magical thing that has ever happened to me. On Christmas or any other day. Your laugh is contagious. Your heart sees the good in everything. Your kindness knows no bounds. When I am with you, I feel like I am the luckiest man in the world. But more than anything, Asha, you make me feel at home. Asha, will you marry me?
Yes.
Yes?
Yes.
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 Everyone in the restaurant watching, he slips the ring on her finger and kisses her.
I love you.
Love you too.
Street.
Well, now that we're engaged, I can't wait to finally meet your family over Christmas. Especially your dad. Seems like quite the character.
Oh, be careful what you wish for.
Are you kidding? I'm great with parents. I even got a few dad jokes up my sleeve.
Well, as impressive as your pun game is, it's going to take a lot more than that to win my dad over. Trust me. Speaking of which...
Ring.
I can't believe you managed to keep it a secret for so long. I'm surprised my parents didn't spoil it.
Your parents?
Yeah, I mean... You asked my dad for permission first, right?
You're joking.
You didn't?
No, I didn't. I didn't realize that was still a thing. Was I supposed to?
Oh. Well.
Well?
Christmas with the Sings just got a whole lot more interesting.
Next, at an airport car rental booth.
I'm so sorry. There just doesn't seem to be a reservation under that name.
No. Look, it's Jake O'Brien, okay? I have the reservation right here. SUV, sedan, or similar.
Sir, I'm sorry, but perhaps you didn't confirm it all the way through?
I don't even know what that means.
Bingo.
Yes.
Oh, no, I didn't find your reservation, but I did find you a super fun alternative.
Great. Wonderful. Thank you, and Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
They collect their luggage. Outside the terminal, Asha and Jake pass by a tiny two-seater smart car as they search for their rental. Jake uses the key fob and they both jump, then stare at the smart car.
Okay. All right.
They cram themselves into the car. Jake grips the steering wheel, then relaxes. They both swing to the music and smile.
I love you.
I love you. Okay.
Here.
Oh, great. Thanks.
A bag on his lap, they drive off. Two more bags strapped to the roof. Car.
Okay, we need to have a super organized game plan if we are going to make it to December 26th in one piece. This week is jam-packed.
All right, I'll drop the wheel just in case we don't make it.
All right, ready? Today we have lunch with my parents, dinner with your dad, and helping out at your mom's toy drive. Tomorrow, lunch with both sets of parents and the Christmas carnival, and the candlelight service at the church on Christmas Eve, and of course, our annual Christmas party at Ravi's restaurant. Hey. Are you positive your parents are okay with the fact that you're spending Christmas with my family this year?
Yeah, it's not like I have a childhood home to go back to. I didn't hear my mom's Christmas pageant on the itinerary.
Oh no, when is that again?
Christmas Eve.
We're double booked on Christmas Eve? You better start drafting that will now.
Okay, I'll pull over.
The car pulls into the driveway of a house and parks beside two large inflatable decorations. A polar bear with a Santa riding it and a delivery truck carrying a giant Christmas cracker. Asha and Jake climb from the car.
Wow! Dad really outdid himself this year. Isn't it stunning?
Stunning's definitely the word.
All right, well, this is gonna be great. We have nothing to worry about.
Wait, worry?
Nothing. Come on, let's go.
Wait, what?
Mrs. Singh appears.
Hello!
Mom! You look so beautiful.
Oh, thank
thank you. I had to dress up to celebrate my dear daughter's arrival with her fiancé.
Jake struggles with luggage.
Mom, this is Jake.
Jake, I'm Nirmala. Welcome to our home.
Mrs. Singh, it's a pleasure to finally meet you.
They hug.
Please, come in.
Inside, Ash's eyes widen as they are greeted by many family.
Hi. Nice to meet you. Oh.
A woman steps forward and helps Jake out of his coat.
Nice to meet you. Thank you. Nice of you. Okay. Great. Thank you so much.
Mom, what's going on?
Well, when I told the rest of the family that my one and only daughter is coming home for Christmas with her new fiancé, they all just had to be here too. Rekha?
Rekha waves a lit match in front of Jake.
What's happening?
It's to keep the evil eye away.
Who's got the evil eye?
Ash's brother, Ravi.
The man of the hour.
It's so nice to meet you. I've heard so much about you.
Ah, same here. Hey, you're about to marry a super special lady.
Don't I know it.
Michael, don't be shy. Come say hi.
Hi. I'm Sarah.
Jake.
So nice to meet you. You have no idea how happy I am that you're back. Last year, I took fend off Auntie Rekha's blessings all by myself.
Isn't that one of the perks of becoming a Singh?
Merry Christmas, Akka. Oh, I mean, sis.
Oh.
Is it too early to say Merry Christmas?
No.
Yeah, I don't care. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
I'm a fellow in-law here, so consider me your guide to surviving your first Christmas with the Singhs.
Surviving? Is there something I should be worried about? Or?
Welcome home.
Mr. Singh readies a hug. Jake opens his arms, but Mr. Singh instead hugs Asha.
Hi, Dad.
Did you see the decorations I put outside? I did it all by myself. Your brother helped a little.
I did. They are stunning.
Stunning. Oh, hello, sir. Mr. Singh? Or should I say, Dad?
Sir, we'll be just fine.
Sir, Mr. Singh, sir. Asha told me that you won the community Christmas decorating competition. That's great.
The Singhs win every year.
Oh, do they? Well, congratulations on keeping the streak alive.
Dad. Jake was really excited to meet you finally. And Mom.
Yes, sir. Very excited.
If you were so excited, you could have come and asked me for my blessing before so brazenly proposing to my only daughter. Or were you not that excited?
Dad.
No, I was very excited.
Is that the car you chose to drive my daughter in on these treacherous winter roads?
That car? No. I mean, yes, but no, I didn't choose.
Also, you just took whatever was offered to you.
Huh?
Samuel, why don't you go check the oven?
It's a pleasure meeting you, sir. So nice.
Well, that went really well.
Did it?
It did.
Oh, okay. It did.
It did.
Yes. Why don't I show you to your rooms, and then we can sit and eat.
Great. Okay. Let's see.
Jake collects the luggage and follows Mrs. Singh.
Guess what, Magalu? We're throwing you both a Nityathartham during the Christmas party at Ravi's restaurant. We thought it would be nice to honor Achi and Tata.
Thank you so much, Mom. That means so much to me.
I have a question. What's a
Nityathartham.
Ah, okay. Nityathartham.
It's a Hindu engagement ceremony where both of our families come together to formally bless our marriage.
Oh, that's cool.
Jake. I can't wait to meet your parents tomorrow.
They're very excited.
Do they like spicy food?
Never
mind. I'll make sure there's less spice. Oh, it's so nice to have you both for Christmas.
A bedroom.
Here you go, sweetheart.
The room is still decorated as though for a teenaged girl, including boy band posters on walls.
Wow. Most parents convert their kids' bedrooms into a gym when they leave home. Yours made you a shrine.
I wanted a home gym, but Samuel wouldn't hear of it. You know, Dad.
Yeah.
Come on, let me take you to your room.
I'm not staying here.
Uh. You're not yet married.
Oh.
Come on.
Yeah, okay. No, okay. That's fine. Yeah.
Mrs. Singh hustles Jake from the room.
See you downstairs.
Bye.
Change fast.
Yeah.
Downstairs.
You sure you don't need help?
No, I got it.
You've got a lot of stuff.
Wash your shoes.
Basement. Storage boxes beside a mattress on the floor.
See? Nice and private.
Jake gapes.
Change fast. Food's ready.
Oh. She exits.
Okay.
Upstairs, Jake meets Asha in the hallway. He frowns as he sees Aunt Rekha reorganizing his shoes.
My mom's side is particularly superstitious. And upside-down shoes are bad luck, so just don't flip them next time.
Okay, got it.
Yeah.
Dining room.
Hope everyone is hungry.
That looks amazing. Mr. Singh, sir, I heard a little rumor that you tell the Christmas story at church on Christmas Eve. You've been doing that long?
Yes.
My father's been telling the story to the children of Ashford for 20 years now. It's a tradition carried on from his father and his father's father before that.
Back in India, Sam's family were the only Christian family on the block and the only ones who celebrated Christmas. His father would invite all the neighborhood children over, hand them candy canes, and read them the Christmas story. No matter their background or faith, he believed that the magic of Christmas belonged to everyone. When we immigrated in the 80s, Sam wanted to carry on the tradition here.
So every year, Asha will spend the entire week stuffing invitations into every mailbox she could find. Snow or shine, she was out there. And it became an Ashford tradition.
You know, come to think of it, I think we might have gotten one of those invites.
Yet you never cared enough to come.
Actually, in our family, on Christmas Eve, we bake cookies.
Oh, so you're saying cookies are more important?
Dad, that's not what he's saying.
Jake, you haven't even had a bite yet. How are you with spice?
Oh, well, not to brag, but I'm basically immune to spice after spending a year with Asha's cooking. She makes the spicy tandoori, and at first I couldn't handle it, but now it basically tastes like ketchup.
Ketchup?
So I'll show you.
Jake tries some masala dosa.
See? It's delicious. Mm. Not even a tingle.
That is child's play. Want to try some real heat?
Dad, no.
Come. Here, try the chicken. Come.
Oh.
Jake, no.
No. It's okay. I've had your tandoori.
Mr. Singh watches Jake carefully as he serves some chicken onto his plate, then stuffs a forkful of it into his mouth.
Jake, are you okay?
Yes,
are you sure?
I'm fine. It's warm in here. It feels a little toasty. It's delicious, though. Now the heat's starting to kick in a bit. But it's a thing I can't. You know, I'm just going to have some.
Oh, no. He gulps down soda.
How did that make it spicier?
Sarah hands him a glass of milk. Mr. Singh chuckles to himself. Later, in the kitchen, Mrs. Singh and Asha prepare a tray of tea.
Ma?
What?
Is it just me? Or is Dad being particularly hard on Jake?
Don't worry about it, sweetie. He just needs to feel that...
He's good enough for my Asha.
He is. He's amazing. And I promise you'll see it too. Just please try to give him a chance.
Well, Christmas is the season for miracles, I suppose.
He takes a tea and exits. At night, Asha and Jake step up to the front door of a home.
Dad!
Oh, come in.
Come in.
Jake's dad opens the door wide, and they step inside.
Dad, this is Asha.
So nice to meet you, Asha.
It's so great to finally meet you, Mr. O'Brien.
Call me Jake. Mr. O'Brien was my dad.
If it's okay with you, sir, I would love to stick to Mr. O'Brien. Jake might just get a little confusing and awkward.
Yeah.
Let me just take my...
Oh, no, 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 leave him on.
Oh, no, it's okay. I really don't mind. I'm used to it.
Leave him on.
Leave him on.
Yes.
Leave him on, Reach. You,
it's fine.
Shoes in the house, okay. Shoes in the house.
Chinese takeout.
Thank you.
Sorry I didn't whip up anything homemade.
Oh, don't worry about it. This Kung Pao chicken is fantastic.
That's our favorite dish.
From our favorite place.
The Golden Dragon.
Yeah, I guess getting takeout from here has kind of become a little Christmas tradition, hasn't it?
Yeah.
I like what you've done with the place. Yeah, it's looking a little more festive than usual.
Nothing can compete with your mother's holiday spirit, mm-hmm. That's for sure. Mm-hmm. So, Asha, Jake tells me you're an ER nurse practitioner. I hear the hours are pretty brutal.
Yeah, definitely. Shifts are 12 hours minimum, and overtime is common.
Yeah, well, it was a good thing you're working last Christmas. Otherwise, we might never have reconnected.
Yeah, so what's the plan when you two have kids?
I'm sorry, kids?
Mr. O'Brien, I still think that's a ways away.
Mm-hmm. Well, sure, but with all of Jake's travel for work and your demanding schedule, who's going to stay home and take care of the kids?
Oh, I don't think either one of us needs to sacrifice our...
But you do want to have kids, right?
Yes. Yes, of course. Lots of kids.
Lots?
Yes. Lots of kids. Growing up, I was an only child at home. Sometimes it got a little lonely.
Well, lonely when I'm up all night with lots of kids.
You can take time. I'm
at the hospital every day.
Yeah, but when they're older, they'll have someone to play with.
My mom's calling me.
Yeah, okay. You know what? How about we just put a pin in all this and we'll circle back later.
Yeah, okay.
Yes, okay.
Jake kisses her and begins clearing the table.
Hi, Mom.
Kitchen. Jake Sr. pours milk into a glass.
Dad, what was that about?
Asha's a wonderful girl. Smart, warm, lighthearted. She's the whole package.
Yeah. Well, good. Thank you. It means a lot. But hey, can we lay off the life choice interrogation for a minute? Right? And yes, she is amazing.
So, you're sure about getting married?
You just told me you liked her.
I do like her, Jake. I just want to make sure you both have really thought this through. I mean, you haven't even settled on how many kids you're going to have, right?
Okay, so there are a few things we need to sort out, but Dad, we just got engaged.
I just don't want you to repeat the mistakes that your mother and I made. I mean, we loved each other, but balancing our careers and raising a family, it wasn't easy. And I just don't want that for you and Asha.
I'm sorry things didn't work out between you and Mom. But you need to understand that is not going to be us, okay? I appreciate your concern, but Dad, can you just be happy for us?
Outside the kitchen, Asha listens. Community Hall, Ashford Winter Festival. At a craft table, Jake's mom shows off a paper snowflake.
Oh! You guys, give it a try. I've got some very important visitors I want to attend to.
Merry Christmas, Mom. Oh, so good to see you.
Good to see you.
Mom, this is Asha.
Oh, such a pleasure to meet my soon-to-be daughter-in-law.
It's wonderful to meet you as well, Mrs. O'Brien.
Oh, please call me Mom.
Well, we're going to be family soon.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Mom?
Oh, you know, I've seen Eat, Pray, Love 30 times. Now it's my favorite movie. I just know I'd love India.
Mom, the Christmas festival looks incredible this year.
Wait till you see the Christmas pageant.
Mom's the organizer of the whole Christmas festival. So the Christmas pageant, all of this, it's all her.
Oh, wow.
mean, I thought my family was into Christmas, but seeing all this, you could give them a run for their money.
Well, once Jake went off to college, I had all this extra holiday spirit to share, so I poured it all into the Winter Festival. And now I get to share that holiday energy with the whole community.
That's really beautiful.
Oh, everyone, this is Asha, my future daughter-in-law.
Hi.
So, are you two ready to wrap some presents?
Yes, consider us your honorary elves for the day.
Well, then let's get started.
Good.
They get wrapping. Later.
Thank you both for helping out today.
Well, we loved being a part of it. Thank you for inviting us.
Oh, you're welcome. Listen, Asha, I am so excited to meet your family tomorrow. Is there anything I can bring?
Oh, no, nothing. Just your appetite. I hope you like Indian food.
Oh, I love it. It's my favorite food.
Oh. Great. We will see you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow.
Bye, guys.
Come on, let's get out of here.
Okay.
Winter Festival.
Jake? Ah, Ethan, Laura. What are you guys doing here?
Just came to check out what your mom had cooking this year. Merry Christmas, man. We're bummed that you couldn't make it out for drinks the other night, but I'm glad we could run into you here.
Yeah, Merry Christmas. Wow, you're pregnant. Congratulations. Asha, this is Ethan and Laura. You remember from high school?
You mean the homecoming king and queen? How could I forget?
Asha, it's so nice to finally meet you.
We had AP English together. Did we? Oh, no, it's okay. It's okay. I wasn't as memorable as you in high school, so.
Oh, no, no, no. It's my pregnancy brain. I can barely even remember what I had for breakfast this morning.
I still can't get over the fact that you two ended up together.
Why?
Because you guys were just so different in high school. Asha, weren't you the mathletes captain?
Yes, I was. I won the state title, too.
Well, you have that in common with Jake.
That's right. Just two state champs over here.
Well, it was lovely to bump into the both of you. Jake, give me a call if you want to do a proper catch-up.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, you guys have a good one.
All right.
See ya.
Car.
Day one of holiday madness in the books. How do you think it went? Babe?
Fine.
I mean, I almost died by spice, but other than that, I think it went all right.
I heard your dad ask you if you're sure about us getting married.
Okay. But before he said that, he said how wonderful you are and how lucky I am to have met you.
But he still expressed concerns to you, right?
Yeah. Yeah, but not about you, okay? He's just skeptical about marriage in general.
Okay. Because I really want him to like me.
He does like you. All right? Now, your dad, on the other hand.
No, my... Yeah, I know. I'm sorry. My dad can be a bit much.
That's one way to put it. Surprised he hasn't challenged me to a duel yet.
He'll warm up to you eventually. My dad is like a car defrosting on a winter morning, and ice, it will melt. Just needs some time.
Wow. That's poetic. Hey. Once our parents meet, see how happy we are with each other, it's just gonna be a love fest all around, okay? That or we elope.
Elope?
Mm.
My dad will actually challenge you to a duel if we do that.
Oh, really? Well, on guard, Mr. Singh. On guard.
A rolled newspaper lands on the Singhs' front doormat. In the living room, Ravi lights a diya candle in a gold dish in front of a shrine adorned with photos of previous Singh generations. Asha joins him and lights another diya. They press their hands together in prayer and close their eyes.
Have you seen Jake?
Yes, he's beautiful.
Oh, seriously, where is he?
He's fine.
Ravi, where is he?
You know the lights on the roof that are flickering? Dad asked for help with those.
Outside.
All the way up there, huh?
Yeah, up the ladder.
Okay.
We have to check each one to see which one is out.
Yeah, it's a good thing I'm not afraid of heights.
Are you afraid of heights, Jake?
No. Listen, sir, I just wanted to apologize. Oh, I'm still alive.
for not thinking to ask your permission for Asha's hand. It was an oversight, and it will not happen again.
What's done is done. I mean, I know you kids think it's an antiquated tradition, but it's a matter of respect. Yeah, green one, twisted.
Ah, I got it.
You know, Asha's last boyfriend at least had the courtesy to ask me first.
Wait, what?
Jake falls from the ladder, landing in a pile of snow.
Jake? Dad, what happened? Jake, are you okay?
Jake, you have to be more careful. We need you in one piece for Christmas.
Basement.
What were you doing on that ladder?
What was I doing? What were you doing not telling me you were engaged?
I was not engaged. Look, he asked my dad for permission, and my dad said yes, but I said no.
Oh. Well, that's better.
He's a family friend, and my dad really liked the idea of us together. But he never really felt like the one. And when we reconnected, I knew I made the right decision.
I love that. How'd it make your dad feel?
He wasn't thrilled.
Oh, surprise, surprise.
But at the end of the day, it's my permission that matters, right?
Yeah, it is. So why didn't you tell me this before?
I'm sorry. I should have. I was just afraid of upsetting you.
Asha, come on. I want you feeling comfortable telling me anything, even the hard truths, okay? So from now on, promise, no more secrets. I don't think my body can take another fall off a ladder.
Oh, gosh. Okay, I promise. No more secrets.
No more secrets.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Wait, what?
Hmm?
Hmm? What was that?
Okay, fine. In the interest of being honest.
Yes?
You know that spicy tandoori I've been making for you?
Delicious.
It's actually totally mild.
What?
I've been adding ketchup to cut down on the spice.
Asha, same. Little sneak. That's why we keep running out of ketchup.
I'm sorry.
You are in so much trouble.
They snuggle together on the mattress.
I love you.
I love you too.
In the Singh's driveway, Jake Sr. greets Molly as she arrives in a red car.
Oh!
Molly!
Hi, Jake.
Here.
Oh, thank you. Thanks. Hold on, I've got a...
You need a hand?
No, fruitcake. It's okay. I'm getting heavier. Oh. Maybe more nuts or something. Whoa!
Looks like you finally found your match in Christmas spirit.
Yeah, looks like I have.
Singh Kitchen.
They're here early.
Mom, they're right on time. Not everyone operates on IST.
What's IST?
It's Indian Standard Time. Everyone's always 30 minutes late.
Oh, okay.
Front door.
Hello, hello. Welcome to our home.
Thanks for having us.
Hi.
Mom, what are you wearing?
Molly wears a sari.
Well, I wanted to show Asha's family that I appreciate their company.
Oh, that's nice.
You look so beautiful.
Well, thank you.
Please, come on in.
Oh.
Garlands of lemons and green chilies.
It's for good luck.
Well, you can never have too much of that. please. I'm Molly. I brought you fruitcake. Oh, thank you. I'm Nirmala. Narmala. Nirmala. Narmala. That's close enough. please. Would you be more comfortable with your shoes off?
No, we're good, thanks.
We have slippers.
No, I'm good.
I'm so sorry I didn't realize we were going to start on time.
Mr. Singh, sir, this is my mom.
Hi, I'm Molly.
Molly Samuel.
And this is my dad.
Jake. Samuel.
Nice to meet you.
Well, please, come in.
Okay.
Hello.
Mr. Singh scowls at their shoes.
Sorry.
Asha mouths, sorry. Later, in the dining room.
I just love Indian food.
I'm so glad you're enjoying it.
Yes.
Hope it's not too spicy. Hey, Jake.
I'm sticking to the rice.
Please help yourself to seconds.
Don't have to twist my arm.
Samuel, your Christmas decorations are just incredible.
Oh, it's just a little holiday amusement for the children.
Now, Mom, Mr. Singh is being modest. He's won the Ashford Community Christmas competition for how many years now?
Oh, I don't keep track of these things. 15 years.
Molly, didn't you win a few of those back in the day?
Oh, who can remember, Jay? But, yes, I did sweep the early 2000s.
Wait a minute. Are you Margaret O'Brien?
I prefer Molly now, but I haven't been Margaret O'Brien in years.
Am I missing something?
For years, Dad would come in second to a Margaret O'Brien. I can't believe we're only connecting the dots now.
Well, I'm happy to see you've carried on the torch, Samuel. These days, I channel all of my holiday spirit into the winter festival. It's amazing what you can do with a bigger canvas.
Dad, you can see some of Molly's work tonight at the Christmas carnival.
Oh, I can't wait.
Jake, Molly, we were thinking, and we'd love to throw the kids an engagement party.
Oh, you read my mind, Narmala. In fact, I put a hold on the community center for that exact purpose.
That will not be necessary. We've already booked Robbie's restaurant. It's where we hold our annual Christmas party.
You went ahead and booked a venue without consulting us?
Isn't that what you just did as well?
Molly, we appreciate your initiative, but we were hoping to have an engagement ceremony called Nichithartham that's deeply meaningful to our family.
Oh, that's very nice, but this is too sudden. It's...
Christmas is so soon, and we have no time to prepare.
We've got everything under control. All you have to do is show up.
What's the rush?
Well, had your son taken the proper steps to discuss with us his intention to propose rather than just impulsively popping the question, we would not be scrambling now to prepare for an event befitting of this milestone.
Dad.
So, how about them Coyotes, huh? Who else here loves basketball?
Yeah, basketball.
Well, I love basketball, but nothing beats the beauty of a baseball game.
Yes, baseball.
Baseball is but a cheap imitation of the true sport, cricket.
You're kidding, right?
Cricket's been around since the end of the 16th century.
And it should have stayed there.
Who's ready for some carols?
Let's go sing.
Sure.
Mr. Singh smirks and folds up his napkin. In the living room, family members play tabla drums.
Oh, that was amazing. What was that?
That's a tabla. My uncle's a genius with it.
You guys do this every year?
Yeah, it's one of my favorite traditions since I was a little girl. Lots of singing through the holidays.
Ravi holds up a sitar.
Come on, Dad.
No, not this year.
What's happening? What's wrong? Does he not like to play in front of people?
He rarely plays anymore.
Oh. But Dad, at Christmas, please?
For you, one song.
All right, let's see it.
Mr. Singh rises to his feet, takes the sitar from Ravi, and sits on the couch.
Silent night, holy night, all is calm.
Jake smiles at Asha and puts his arm around her, pulling her close. Christmas Carnival.
Welcome, welcome.
Wow, Molly, I must say I'm very impressed.
Oh, well, thank you, Samuel, but I can't take all the credit. I've got a great crew, and they really knocked it out of the park this year.
Mommy, Daddy, can we go play some games now?
Of course, buddy.
Yeah, let's go.
Well, shall we join the fun?
Yeah, let's do it.
Into teams, everybody.
Candy canes in their mouths. Jake Sr., Sarah, and Mr. Singh try to hook a candy cane. Jake Sr. wins. Mr. Singh is not amused. Now, the dads throw snowballs at painted snowmen cutouts with holes for mouths. Mr. Singh scores too. Jake Sr. misses.
Mr. Singh wins!
Mr. and Mrs. Singh compete against Jake Sr. and Molly in a gingerbread house building contest. Jake Sr.'s is a mess, but Mr. Singh's and Molly's are stunning.
Time!
Oh!
The winner is Molly O'Brien!
Oh, my goodness. I can't.
A person in a gingerbread costume gives Molly a trophy.
Molly, that was amazing. You sure know how to decorate a house?
Oh. No hard feelings, right? It's all in good fun, Samuel.
Of course not, Molly, and congratulations on the win. Well deserved.
It was a lovely evening. Thank you for having us.
We would love it if you could join us for our Christmas story reading at our church on Christmas Eve. It's a holiday tradition that's been in our family for generations.
Oh, that sounds wonderful. But I may still be tied up here with the Christmas pageant. But we'll definitely try and make it, right?
I was not aware that you were going to be here instead of with us on Christmas Eve, Asha.
Oh, no, Dad, the Christmas pageant ends at 4. That gives us plenty of time to make it to the church for the candlelight service. I mean, we were always going to attend both, so we didn't think it was worth bringing up and worrying you.
I see. Well, as long as you can make it, you know how important this tradition is to our family.
Yes, Dad, we will. We will be there.
Good night.
Mr. Singh stares at Asha with concern. At night, the Singh home. Then, in the bedroom, Mrs. Singh sits in bed as Mr. Singh enters.
What's wrong? Still sour over losing that silly competition?
Let's just say my talents are more suited to building real houses, not gingerbread ones.
He climbs into bed.
I just can't shake this feeling. Are our families too different? How can we blend our traditions when the foundations are so far apart?
Samuel, remember how everyone doubted us? A Christian and a Hindu. No one thought it would work. But when I fell in love with your faith and made it my own, my whole family embraced you, us. And we found a way to make all our traditions work together. Jake and Asha will make their own way.
You're right. As always.
Molly's car.
Thanks for the ride.
Oh, no trouble.
What a day, huh?
Yeah.
Asha's got a really nice family, but that Samuel's a real handful.
Well, you're going to have to tolerate him for the sake of our son, you know.
Fine. I'll tolerate him. But if he thinks he's converting me to cricket, he's got another thing coming.
Jake?
What?
Where are your Christmas decorations?
Who's got the energy?
Well, I'm coming by tomorrow. Just a few things.
No, that's not necessary. Christmas season's almost over. Why bother?
Because Christmas is a time of bringing a little magic into our lives, and it's never too late for a little magic.
A little magic, huh?
He climbs from the car.
Good night, Molly.
Basement. Jake watches a Bollywood movie.
That's my favorite Bollywood movie.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of dancing.
I'm surprised the VCR still works.
I haven't seen one of these since I had an AOL account.
Yeah, my dad never throws anything away. There's probably a rotary phone around here somewhere.
Yep, it's the back corner. Hey. What's wrong?
Is this what our future's gonna be like? Family gatherings where they either argue about cricket or compete over who has more Christmas spirit.
I just wish I could figure out a way to win over your dad.
Just keep being the Jake I fell in love with. Soon he'll love you exactly like I do.
I miss this. Just me and you. At least say we do it tomorrow. Just the two of us, no family.
Mm-mm. It's another pack day.
Well, come on, it's even more reason why we need a break. Come on. Please.
You're right. I'll make them.
Good. Want to finish the rest of the movie with me?
Sure. But we need to remember to rewind the tape at the end, or we won't hear the end of it from my dad, okay?
Got it. Be kind, rewind.
Asha snuggles into Jake. A view of the house at sunrise, then, in the basement, Jake and Asha asleep. Mr. Singh enters carrying a box, grandson Michael following.
Sorry, Jake, I just have to put a few things away.
Michael gapes. Mr. Singh drops the box.
What is going on here?
He covers Michael's eyes.
I lost my contact.
My contact. Nothing to see here.
Asha buries her face in her hands. Kitchen.
Sir? About last night, I don't want you to...
How do you like your eggs, Jake?
Scrambled.
Like your judgment last night.
Exactly, because I wasn't actually...
Jake, ready to go?
Yes, very ready to go.
Okay.
Where are you two going?
Out. Just the two of us, no chaperones.
Wear your coat, it's cold.
Dad, what am I, 5?
And don't do anything dangerous.
Well, don't worry, Dad. We're just going to go sledding off a cliff. All right, let's go before he decides to follow us in his car. Let's go.
Guess you can have his eggs then.
A hot chocolate stand.
This is absolutely divine.
You have something. Don't move.
Whipped cream on her lips.
Got it. I miss this. I miss us.
I know. It just feels like it's been forever since we had a moment alone together, hasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
But today's been nice. I mean, I feel like we're finally getting our rhythm back.
Yeah, we are. Hey, you want to go ice skating?
Oh, no.
No?
I never learned how.
How on earth does the Princess of Christmas grow up without learning how to ice skate?
Stop. You saw how worried my dad was just now. I mean, if there was a risk of a broken neck, it's off the table.
You know, it is sort of cute how protective he is over you.
Cute?
Yeah.
It wasn't that cute when he gave me a curfew in college. I wish I had the kind of freedom you had growing up.
I had a lot of freedom, but my parents also dragged me into a lot of their issues. I even ended up playing mediator to their fights sometimes.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
That was probably really tough.
Yeah. But hey, I know... Your family can be a bit overwhelming at times, but they're there for you when it matters. And that counts for a lot.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. I guess I am pretty lucky. But you don't be too hard on your parents either. I mean, their way of doing things shaped you into the independent and fearless man you are today. Speaking of which, my mom is calling.
Oh, mine is too.
Hi. Mom. Oh, the engagement shopping.
Yeah, just sure. I'll be right.
I'm so sorry. I completely lost track of time. Okay, I'll be right there. I forgot I promised my mom and aunts I'd go engagement shopping today. I'm so sorry.
My mom wants me to come over and help her bring my dad a Christmas tree for some reason.
Well, at least we had a couple hours of freedom today.
Yeah. You want to come over after you're done?
Yeah, that sounds good. Bye.
Bye.
They go their separate ways. At Jake Sr.'s home, Jake opens the front door to Jake and Molly with a Christmas tree and a box of decorations.
Did someone order a Christmas tree?
What in the world?
I told you I'd stop by today with a little Christmas spirit.
Oh, come on in.
How about here?
No, Jake, they're too clustered. You gotta spread them out more. Hold on.
Yes, ma'am. How about this?
Perfect. Now that's what I call Christmas spirit.
Thank you. I didn't realize how much I needed this.
Well, that's what the season's all about, isn't it? Bringing a little warmth where it's needed.
Sari shop.
I didn't even notice that.
Asha is shown different silk fabrics.
Take a look at this one.
Later,
okay.
Asha emerges from a change room wearing a green sari with red and gold trim.
Moglu, you look absolutely stunning.
I think this might be the one.
No, Asha, picking a sari is like dating. You gotta shop around a little before you commit.
Sarah!
We've got plenty of options.
Look at the detailing on this one.
This could also work for Christmas. Ooh. What do you think? Don't worry about what we like. You choose what makes you happiest.
Thanks, Ma. I just wish Dad felt that way when it came to Jake.
Don't worry about your father. He just wants you to be happy. Jake is a sweet boy. If you're sure, we're sure.
I'm sure.
Good.
Auntie Reka performs a blessing, pressing her knuckles on either side of Asha's cheeks.
Speaking of Jake, we need to find him a sherwani.
Ooh, yes. Hey, come on. I want to see. Look at this.
Sarah holds a different fabric in front of Asha.
Oh.
At Jake Sr.'s, Jake models a plaid vest.
So, what do you think?
You've never looked more handsome, honey.
That fits you perfectly, son.
Right?
Yeah.
Oh, that must be Asha. Ah.
Front door.
My lady.
Wow. You look amazing.
I clean up nice, huh?
Yeah.
Come on in.
Oh, Asha.
Hi.
Wow. Look at this place.
Yeah, Mom wanted to bring a little Christmas spirit to Dad, so...
Molly, your talents never cease to amaze me.
Oh, thank you, Asha. You're too sweet.
So, what's the vest for?
It's the vest I wore to my engagement party. It's a family heirloom, handed down from my father.
Oh. We thought it would be meaningful if Jake wore it to his engagement party.
Oh. But we already got Jake a sherwani for the engagement party.
A sher what?
Oh, that's...
Oh, it's... a traditional Indian outfit worn by men on special occasions.
Listen, we really respect your traditions, but... don't we get to represent ours, too?
It's our son's engagement party as well.
I have an idea. How about we find a way to incorporate both traditions into the ceremony?
Hmm? Okay, that should work.
Yes.
Car.
I feel so bad about the sherwani.
No, don't worry about it. Just a misunderstanding.
Why didn't you say something when they mentioned the suit?
Honestly, I didn't think it was going to be such a big deal for me to wear something that's meaningful, especially since your family has been super involved in planning the whole engagement party.
Super involved? What's that supposed to mean?
That came out wrong, all right? What I meant is my parents, they want to feel like they're a part of this too, you know? Not just guests at an Indian engagement party.
Jake, this is supposed to be our engagement party. I didn't know you saw my traditions as something separate or something foreign.
Asha, no, okay? I'm sorry.
It's fine. We're both under a lot of pressure right now. Oh, it's so pretty.
I know.
Asha tours Ravi's restaurant.
How can I ever thank you?
You've supported me through everything, Asha. This is the least I could do. Jake didn't come with you?
No. He went on a jog with a friend.
So, you gonna tell me what's going on with you and Jake?
That obvious, huh?
Come on, dude. I've known you literally my whole life. I know when something's up.
Ever since we got home, it's been one thing after the other. Look, I knew that blending our families was going to be difficult. I didn't think it was going to be this hard. Maybe some things aren't meant to go together.
Asha, it's not about blending two families from opposite worlds. It's about complementing each other and learning to live alongside the differences.
Yes, but what if the differences are just too incompatible? Like ketchup and tandoori. I mean, good intentions, but just don't belong together.
Okay, first of all, ketchup and tandoori? What kind of blasphemy is that?
I
know, it's a long story. Can we focus on what I'm talking about?
How did he not notice?
Ravi!
Okay. Look, even a pairing as unusual as ketchup and tandoori can work surprisingly well. You just have to find the right balance. You and Jake have something special, right? Don't let the family drama make you forget why you fell in love in the first place.
How are you my baby brother?
Well, I had a good role model. Hello, my queen.
How did you two do it, blending the families together?
Asha, someone who was initiated into the Singh family, let me tell you, it wasn't always easy. But you gotta remember, it's not about squeezing Jake into your world, it's about building a new one, together.
Thank you, Sarah. She's seriously the sister I didn't know I needed.
Aw, hear that?
Okay, I did literally just give that same advice, though.
Yeah, but I said it better, right?
In a snowy park, Jake jogs with school friend Ethan. They take a break.
This trip, man, it's been way more challenging than I expected. Also, ever since we got here, our families have been pulling us in opposite directions, and no matter what we do, someone always ends up upset.
You still love her?
Yes. Of course I still love her.
That's all that matters.
It's her dad. That guy is impossible to please.
The only people who need to be okay with your relationship are you and Asha. Who cares what her father thinks?
That's just it, Ethan. She does. She cares very, very deeply what he thinks.
If her family is that important to her, you need to find a way to coexist. All right, nothing good ever came from getting between your wife and her family.
How are you so good at this?
Years of practice, my friend. Laura's parents have taught me a lot about the art of patience. All right, let's go.
Okay. Hey, wait up!
Jake arrives at the Sings as Asha walks up.
Hey, Asha.
Hi.
How was Ravi's?
Oh, yeah, it's good. Yeah, everything's looking good for tomorrow.
Good. I'm glad. Hey, listen, about last night, I'm sorry. I should have been more understanding about how important it is to honor your grandparents.
I'm sorry, too. I should have been more considerate of your culture as well.
So, we good?
Yeah, we're good.
Okay.
They enter the home.
Make sure they're right side up. Yes. Vika's gonna kill you.
Of course.
Hi, Dad. Yeah. Headed to the church already?
Yeah, we have to get there early to help set up.
Okay, well, we're gonna hit Molly's Christmas pageant, and then we'll meet you at the church after.
Don't be late.
We won't.
Promise.
Okay.
Good luck. Christmas pageant. Molly to a group of children.
What are you guys still doing here? You should be out on stage. Oh, go on.
We just came to wish you good luck before the show.
Oh, thank goodness you're here. I've lost my Mary and Joseph. Food poisoning from a bad batch of eggnog.
Oh, no.
That'll do it.
Can you two fill in? I know it's last minute, but you're my only hope. Please tell me you'll do it.
I don't know.
I guess today is the day I make my big stage debut.
Oh, you're lifesavers. Okay, here are the costumes.
Costumes?
Here are the yes, of course.
We're wearing costumes.
Oh, yeah.
Scripts.
Scripts.
You're on in 15 minutes.
Okay, all right. Bye.
Oh, what did I get myself into?
Church.
How did the preparations go?
Good. Has Asha arrived yet?
Not yet.
The service is about to start.
She'll come.
Scowling, he looks back toward the door. Minister.
As we gather tonight on this most blessed of evenings, let us reflect on the true spirit of Christmas, the spirit of giving, of forgiving, and of hope. And now please welcome our dear friend, Mr. Samuel Singh, to come up for a reading.
Mr. Singh straightens a tie, then beckons to Michael, who holds a basket of candy canes. They head to the front of the church.
Are there any children here who would like to hear the Christmas story? Well, then why don't you come up here and join me?
He sits on a chair with a large book as children sit in front of him.
Have any of you heard the Christmas story before? I think I was about your age when I first heard it many, many years ago. Once upon a time, in a town called Bethlehem, there was a special night. A young couple named Mary and Joseph.
Asha and Jake hurry to the church.
For a census ordered by the emperor.
Look, my dad's gonna kill me!
No, it's okay.
Still dressed as Mary and Joseph, they burst in.
I'm sorry.
Hi.
Please continue.
Mm-hmm.
Michael points and giggles. Everyone stares as Asha and Jake come forward and sit in a pew beside the rest of the family. Now, Jake Sr. and Molly hurry in and take a seat with the family. Mr. Singh stares.
Where was I? Manny was going to have a baby.
Later.
Samuel, that was beautiful.
Where were you?
Dad, I am so sorry.
And why are you dressed like this? Are you trying to make a mockery out of me?
No, not at all. We were actually just helping with Molly's pageant.
It's kind of a funny story, you see. The actors playing Mary and Joseph came down with food poisoning.
And then we stepped in to help with the roles, but then...
That's enough. You know this is your family's most cherished Christmas tradition, but because you were too busy helping your new family, you completely disregarded your own.
Dad, it's not like that at all.
Sir, I know how much this means to you, and I'm sorry we're late, but it is not Asha's fault. You don't need to talk to her like that.
This is a family discussion, and the last time I checked, you were not yet a member of this family, Jake.
Excuse me, that's no way to speak to my son.
Yes, we missed one tradition, but we've been doing our best to respect and honor your customs every step of the way.
And we haven't been trying. Asha just dropped everything to help out with Molly's pageant. From day one, I knew our families will never fit. And if the families don't fit, the marriage will never work.
Sir, you can give me a hard time all you want, but please keep my family out of it. They have gone out of their way to welcome Asha, which is more than I can say about the way you've treated me. So I think you need to take a hard look at who's really causing the divide.
Jake, please stop. Not like this, okay?
You're going to take his side?
Why do I have to take a side?
Asha!
Jake! I don't think this is going to work.
What?
If we have to constantly choose between our families and each other, then look at what happened this week. This was supposed to be a time of pure joy, and it's turned into a complete disaster. Jake, I do not want to put you through a lifetime of stress. It's not fair to you. I know that. And I know my family can be a lot, but they mean so much to me. Just like yours does to you. And I don't know, somehow I thought we could come together and it would work out. But right now I don't think it can.
Hey.
Magalu.
I need some space. Please. From both of you.
Jake Sr. exits the church and sees Mr. Singh sitting on a bench.
May I join you?
Oh, please. I'm really sorry, Jake. I was way out of line.
I'm sorry, too. We're both just looking out for our families in our own way. You know, Samuel, you and I aren't as different as you might think.
No?
My mom passed away when I was just a boy, and my dad uprooted us from Ireland to America for a better life. Just the same as what you did by coming here. It may seem like we're from different worlds, but there is something we have in common. We both want the best for our children. We want them to be happy. We love our kids, Samuel.
Yeah.
And they love each other. How about we put our differences aside and support them together?
I would love that more than anything else. Can you tell me where I can find Jake? I owe him an apology.
Yeah, I can take you to him.
Hey, how about we watch a baseball game together sometime?
Oh. How about we make it a cricket match?
Oh, Christmas really is a time for miracles.
They head off. At Jake Sr.'s home, Jake scrolls through various photos of himself and Asha on his phone. Mr. Singh and Jake Sr. arrive home.
Forget about the shoes.
Mr. Singh.
Oh, please, sit.
No, I'll just leave you two to it.
Can we talk?
Yeah, of course.
Look, Asha is my little girl, and I'm always going to want to protect her. But she's all grown up now, and I don't want to stand in the way of your happiness, especially when I see how much joy you bring her.
Sir, all I want to do is make your daughter happy.
Can you forgive an overprotective father and accept my blessing to marry my daughter?
Mr. Singh, are you proposing to me?
Don't make me ask again.
Then the answer is yes.
Thank you, Jake. Now, come on.
What?
There's something you have to do.
What?
At home, sitting cross-legged on her bed, a teary-eyed Asha sifts through a keepsake box. Mr. Singh peeks in through the doorway.
Asha, can I come in?
She nods and he sits beside her on the bed.
Magalu, I'm so sorry about Jake.
Well, you got your wish, so.
Asha, the only thing we want is our children's happiness. I'm sorry if I never always made that clear.
You know I've spent my whole life terrified of disappointing you, right? You and Mom sacrificed so much for us and came from another country with no friends and no family, and I know that. But because of that, I felt so much pressure to live the life that you envisioned for me.
She hands him an envelope with the University of Chicago logo on it.
What's this?
I aced my MCATs.
I don't understand.
He unfolds a letter.
I told you I failed. Because I knew you wouldn't allow me to pursue nursing otherwise.
It breaks my heart to realize that you went to these steps to hide who you really are.
Well, now you know what it's like to live under your impossible expectations. And I can't do it anymore. I love Jake. I love him so much. And I'm going to marry him. Assuming he'll still even have me. But I'm going to do it. With or without your blessing.
That is why I am here. You have my full blessing. Jake is a wonderful young man. I see it now. Especially after I saw how he stood up for his family tonight. I was wrong. And I'm so sorry for not giving him a fair chance.
Really?
And for making him eat all that spicy curry.
That was so mean. It was kind of funny, though.
Sorry.
What is that?
Go outside and see for yourself.
Outside, Jake holds a boombox over his head like John Cusack in the movie Say Anything.
Jake!
There's that smile!
Dancing.
What are you doing?
It's from the movie you watch, remember? Your dad thought it might cheer you up a little bit. Pretty good, right?
This is
he raises his eyebrows.
Thank you.
They embrace, then he gives her a coat.
Go.
Jake continues to dance. He draws a heart in the air with his fingers and points to Asha.
Asha!
Jake!
You are everything to me. I know our family's meeting have been an adventure, but you, your family, your traditions, your culture, they're all part of what make you who you are, and I love every part of you.
Jake, I am so sorry I ever doubted us. And I know the road ahead is going to be challenging, but we can make it work because you're the best thing that's ever happened to me, and I cannot imagine my life without you.
I love you so much, Asha.
I love you too.
They kiss. They break from the kiss and turn their eyes skyward as snowflakes begin to fall. Next, in Ravi's restaurant, an East Indian Santa visits with children. A woman has an intricate henna design applied to the back of one hand. Platters of food adorn a table. Ravi turns to see Asha and Jake arriving in traditional dress.
Merry Christmas.
Hey.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much for doing all of this.
Anything for my favorite sister?
I'm so lucky to have you as a brother.
Yes, you are. Hold that thought. Not yet. That's for later.
Ethan and Laura.
Hey.
This party is incredible.
Thank you so much for including us, both of you.
Are you kidding? Thanks for coming. It means a lot to both of us.
Please enjoy the party.
Merry Christmas.
Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
I know you two still haven't eaten. Here, have some spiced eggnog lassi.
Mrs. Singh kisses them both on the forehead.
Drink!
Mrs. Singh exits. They sit and grimace, depositing the drinks on a passing server's tray. Aunt Rekha approaches and presses her knuckles to their cheeks in blessing. She pinches Jake's cheeks.
Oh.
Toughen up, O'Brien. A blessed marriage is worth a little pain.
Wow. Auntie Rekha speaks, and she means business.
Congratulations to you.
Hi. Hey, big guy.
Jake double high fives Michael.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Mr. Singh approaches. He gazes at them both.
Welcome to the family, son.
Does that mean I finally get to call you dad?
Let's not get ahead of ourselves. How about we start with Samuel?
Sounds good, Samuel.
Jake Sr. wears a suit.
Looking extra sharp tonight, Pops. Any reason?
Well, it's a big day. Of course I'm going to dress up. Too, eh?
Any other reason?
It's just a date. But you never know, huh?
A glass in each hand, he joins Molly.
Pretty cute.
Stage.
Thank you for joining us today to celebrate not only Asha and Jake's engagement, but to also celebrate the joy and spirit of this wonderful holiday, Christmas.
Christmas is a time to bring people together, to set aside our differences and embrace the love and joy we share. And it's fitting that we celebrate their engagement on this day because just like Christmas, Asha and Jake brought our two families and traditions together.
Now please exchange your engagement rings. In the Hindu tradition of the Nishchitartham, fathers formally give their permission for their children's union. It is my honor to give my blessing to Asha and Jake's engagement.
And it is with great joy that I give my blessing to Asha and Jake.
It is our great pleasure to formally announce the engagement of our daughter, Asha Singh.
And our son, Jake O'Brien.
Asha and Jake hold one another close. Now, a packed dance floor, Jake tries to follow Asha's movements. Blending cultures, Jake twirls Asha, then dips her. Asha looks above them and sees a sprig of mistletoe.
Merry Christmas, Asha.
Merry Christmas.
They kiss, their family and friends dancing around them. Credits, audio description by Earworm Sound, starring Anuja Joshi as Asha, Benjamin Hollingsworth as Jake, Manoj Sood as Mr. Singh, Michelle Scarabelli as Molly, Nimit Kanji as Mrs. Singh, and Greg Rogers as Jake Sr., directed by Panta Mosle, teleplay by Patricia Isaac and Emily Ting, story by Patricia Isaac, produced by Richard Greenhalge, copyright 2024 Christmas Sings Productions, Inc.